Well, good morning, everyone. How's everybody here at Sebastopol Christian Church this morning? How's the family of God this morning? Amen. Why don't we go ahead and stand? We're going to just jump right into the service this morning, right off the bat with a song talking about God's grace. You know, His grace is enough. Amen. Amen. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Your faithfulness, oh God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And nothing can keep us apart.
So remember.
So
do, Lord.
And all your people sing along.
We sing to you, Lord.
And so remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, oh God.
Yeah.
And your grace is enough. And your
Welcome to Sebastopol Christian Church. And isn't it great that God's grace is active in our lives? I mean, that's the whole reason why we're here in the first place, because His grace is greater than our disgrace. And He pours out His grace in our lives, and that's why we are here to worship Him. My name is Jim, and I'm pastor here, and I'm glad that you came to worship with us this morning. If you're joining us online via live stream, welcome. And we hope that you'll find some great spiritual value by joining us this morning. If you're in the area sometime, we'd love to have you come down here personally and meet all these great people. So if you are a guest with us in the sanctuary today, we have a gift for you. We have this travel mug for hot or cold drinks. We ask that you'd fill out this welcome card and then exchange it after the service. We'll hand you one of these mugs. If you have a prayer request, you can write that on the back. If you're going to take a next step spiritually in your growth relationship with God, you can write that too. So, hey, great weekend. Lots of sunshine. Let's go ahead and greet one another right now. This is in the church where I came. Hey, I hope you guys can find your way to finish your conversation and have a seat. We're going to continue in our worship this morning. And I don't know if you knew this because you're at the first service at the 9 o'clock hour, but we have our kids ministry on Saturday night service and also at the second service at the 10:40 hour. This weekend happens to be promotion weekend when all of the kids advance in a grade, and we saw a couple of kids here last night, and you'll see many more at the 10:40 hour. So they're pushing up a grade, And so we take a moment. We're going to show you a quick video of our kids' ministry, and you can see some of their activities. And just if you see somebody or you know somebody who works in our children's ministry, be sure and thank them, because we appreciate them and all the service for they do to help our kids grow up in Christ. Amen? So attention to the screen. Yeah.
Good morning. That was a sweet video. I really appreciate the children's ministry at this church. My name is Amy, and I'm here to talk to you this morning about the upcoming events at our church in the next few days and weeks. The first event that we have is the Women's Day Retreat. I'm excited to talk about this one. I'm a part of the women's ministry team, and we are going to have a Women's Day Retreat at Alliance Redwoods at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 26th. This is going to be in the beautiful Redwoods, and the cost is $25, and it includes your lunch. I'm really excited about this. I think we're trying to make it so it's not one more thing to add to your plate of busyness, but a real time to allow you to have moments to breathe and to rest and to get to know the Lord in a special way again, and just, you know, strengthen you for the rest of your week. So if you're interested, please go to the back and sign up, or talk to Kim or Lisa. And the cost, if that's an issue and that seems hard for you to come up with that money, please tell someone and we'll make sure that you can make it. So the next announcement is Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace Class is starting on Sunday, September 24th, during the 10:40 service. Find the answer to getting out of debt, saving money for retirement, and living on a budget. Yes, you can do it. Sign up in the front entrance lobby. So choir practice has started, and yay! So join the choir on Thursday nights here in the sanctuary at 7 p.m. So Family Day at the A's game is on Saturday, September 9th. And this is an event that we really want the whole family to get involved. Kids, parents, grandparents, everyone. And we want to get block seats so we can kind of be together if you'd like to be a part of that. And just go have fun and fellowship and root for teams and still be united. It looks like the tickets are $19. And I know we do need pre-registration so we can get the block seats. And that's a pretty good price for a baseball game these days. So sign up in the back, and I think you'll have fun. Looks like the life groups are starting up again. We have women's and men's life groups that were breaking over the summer, but they're going to start back up again in the fall. In September, the men's is a Wednesday night class, is moving to Tuesday night here at the church at 6:30. The men will be in study number 3 of the series, 33 Authentic Manhood, starting on September 12th. And then the women will have some study time with Priscilla Shire's Breathe Study. Women, you have 3 choices: Tuesday night, September 12th at 6:30, Wednesday morning, September 13th at 9, or Thursday night, the 14th at 6:30 p.m. Hope you guys find a way to get involved in our church events, and have a good morning.
Thank you, Amy. Why don't we go ahead and stand again and continue with our worship this morning, a great hymn entitled Holy, 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 and He is worthy. Amen. He is worthy of our praise this morning. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to Morning, that we can shout that out, that you are a holy God, worthy of praise, that we can say it with our lips and our heart, declaring it, that you are holy, and above all, you are worthy. We thank you this morning that we can come into this place and just put our eyes, fix our eyes on you, and just bask in your presence this morning. To love on you and to express our hearts to you, to tell you that we love you. We love you, Lord. Father, we open up our hearts this morning to hear you. As Pastor Jim comes in a little bit to bring the message, Father, we know that you're going to speak to our hearts. And that's what this song says to us. It says, speak your truth to us, Lord. I'm going to introduce a new song to you called Here's My Heart. Found life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord. Here's my life, Lord. Speak what is true.
Worship this morning by celebrating communion, also known as the Lord's Supper. And if you are going to be serving communion, we'd ask that you'd come and prepare at this time. We do celebrate communion at this church every weekend. As often as we gather together, the Lord said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So we celebrate communion in remembrance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. And I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 2. And verses 9, and right before this verse, Paul, or the writer of Hebrews, has been talking about Jesus being superior to everyone, that he is the image of the invisible God, and he's over everything, and that God in Christ has made everything subject to him. He's put everything under his feet. And then I think what the writer of Hebrews does is he looks around and he says, you know, but we don't see everything subject to him just yet, do we? Because Christ hasn't returned in all his fullness. The kingdom of God has not come yet in all its fullness. The kingdom of God is here among us because Jesus is reigning in each of our hearts who trust in him. So what it says about Jesus now, it says, what we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angels, and because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. And yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. That's a cornerstone of our Christian faith, that Jesus died for us. He died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried. And yet he didn't stay dead. He was raised again on the third day. And we celebrate his sacrificial death for us. He was made a little lower than the angels. He suffered death for us, but now he's crowned with glory and honor. And so all praise and honor go to him. Lord Jesus, we honor you this morning as we celebrate this remembrance of your giving your life for us. So as we hold these elements individually in our hands, we take that piece of bread and hold that cup of juice to remind us that your body was one day long ago in Jerusalem, outside the city, you were taken out there and you were crucified and you gave your life as a Lamb of God to take away all of our sins. And Lord, we are forever grateful for that, and we honor you this morning. We pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you, April. We come to the point in our service where we get that awesome privilege to give back to the Lord. So as we do that this morning, would you pray with me? Father, we thank you that we have this great opportunity this morning given to us to give back to you, for you are the one who's given to us. You are the one who has been faithful over and over and over. You are the one who makes a way for us. You are, as the word of God says, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are the one, Father, that we put our trust in and we look to. It's not on our own merits, Father. It's not on our own, we work, but you're the one who makes an opportunity for us. And with that, Father, we want to give back this morning. And we want to give back, as your word says, with joy. With joy we give this morning. With a thankful heart, not begrudgingly or out of religiosity or whatever we would call it, but from our hearts full of thankfulness and with joy. So, Father, take these offerings and these tithes. May they go forth and do what you've called them to do and complete what you've called them to complete, wherever it be, around the world and in this city, in our midst, wherever it would be. We know it's going to do that, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that? You believe that this morning? Amen? All right. Well, we have one more song. We're going to sing also while the offering is being passed around, and it's entitled Simply Jesus. So this is the one that talks about all the things that he's done, some of the things that he's done. Can't say it all in a song, but you walk on the water, you speak to the sea, you stand in the fire beside me, you roar like a lion, you bled as the lamb, and you carry my healing in your hand. Amen. There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation.
Have you all here this morning as we are continuing our series. In case you haven't been here much this summer, we're going through a book in the New Testament. It's called 2 Corinthians. They call it 2 Corinthians. It probably should be called 3 Corinthians, but since we don't have the second letter that Paul wrote, we're going to call this 2 Corinthians. If you have a Bible or you want to reference a Bible in front of you in the seat rack, it's in the black Bibles that are in front of you, it's on page number 820. At least it was in the Bible that I checked. Sometimes they're not all the same. So we're going to be in chapters 8 and 9 today. Yes, that is right. You heard it correctly. We're going to do two chapters in one message because it's basically the same theme. So I'm going to be going fast, and I got to cover a lot of material, and that's probably nothing new for you guys. So just hang on. We're going to, by God's grace, we're going to get through it. Let's go ahead and ask the Lord to bless this message. Heavenly Father, we just sang a worship song this morning. It says, here is my heart, Lord, speak what is true. And Lord, you said in a prayer to the Father, you said, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And so, Lord, we pray that as we look into your word this morning, you will take that truth and speak to our hearts so that these words that I say today are the words that you want to communicate to your family and to your people. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to be not only hearers of the word, but also doers of the word, to put it into practice. Help us to do that. And I ask your anointing. I ask you to quicken my words and give me clarity and zeal. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, as we get into the message, I want to introduce you to a Christian hero of yesteryear. He was a famous Christian in California about a century ago. Many of you have never heard his name. And I looked up his name, and I'll be honest, the first thing that struck me about his name was, wow, he has the same last name that I had when I was born, Stewart. So his name is Lyman Stewart. He came out west in the 1880s with his brother Milton. And they founded an oil company together called Union Oil. It later became Unocal. So the next time you're gassing up at a Unocal, you can remember Lyman Stewart, the founder of this. Now, he made a lot of money out in California. He went from $10 million in assets to $50 million in 8 years between 1900 and 1908. But he didn't take that money and just hoard it for himself. He was a Christian philanthropist. And he did a lot of good works in his time. In fact, I want to highlight three of the good things that he did between in the last 20-some years of his life before he died in 1923. First thing he did was he co-founded an institution, which is now a famous university near where I used to live, called Biola University. It was called the Bible Institute of Los Angeles. Did you guys know what Biola stood for before this morning? Now you do. So, Biola University in La Mirada, and he founded it in Los Angeles. He also paid for the publication of a group of 90 essays over 8 volumes, and this was a group of 90 essays that was written and distributed and given out to all the church leaders in the United States between 1910 and 1915, and it was called The Fundamentals. And if you know anything about church history in America about a century ago, we were going through a crisis in the evangelical church because this higher criticism and this German liberal theology was creeping in, and they were denying the virgin birth of Christ. They were denying the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures. They were denying the bodily resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And so a group of Christian scholars got together and say, we're going to write a defense. It was apologetic defense of the Christian faith. And Lyman Stewart paid for the writing and the publication and the distribution of this all over the United States, helped us to be where we are today as evangelical Christians in America. And then the third thing he did, which is really close to our hearts here at Sebastopol Christian, because we have such an active ministry to the homeless, on Monday mornings and Thursday mornings and occasionally on a Saturday and a Monday night once a month, is Lyman Stewart founded the Union Rescue Mission in Los Angeles, one of the first of its time in the West Coast, 1891. In the 1930s, they said that 40% of all the hungry people in Los Angeles area, 40% of them got their meals at the Union Rescue Mission. Now it houses about 1,000 people a night, feeds thousands of people a day. My point is that Lyman Stewart made a lot of money in his day, but he didn't keep it to himself. And he used the resources that God had given him to advance the kingdom of God in his own generation. So let's go now to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, and we're going to jump right into it. Of of the 13 chapters in this book of 2 Corinthians, two of them have to do with this issue of financial giving. So 15% of this book, or 1/6 of 2 Corinthians, has to do with talking about money. You know, Jesus discussed money and possessions in about 1/3 of his parables. I don't know if you knew that. He talked about money more than he talked about heaven and hell. So it's an important topic, and I think a lot of us, when we think about financially giving to God, sometimes it becomes kind of a negative thing or a sour thing or a duty, an obligation, a sacrifice, something unpleasant. It doesn't automatically occur to us, usually, to think of words that Paul uses about giving in these two chapters, words we don't think of right away, words like joy and participation and grace. And the privilege, he talks about the privilege of giving to God's work. So here we are in 2 Corinthians 8, and Paul is going to be talking about three churches in this